The fate of the Florida Democratic Party took a turn towards the mainstream this week in a rowdy hall in Miami-Dade County as local Dems voted in the next county committee man. The otherwise obscure position took on national significance because it's a launchpad for the next chair of the Florida Democratic Party. That launchpad now belongs to billionaire real estate developer and major party donor Stephen Battelle. A contest between Battelle and former state senator Dwight Bullard evolved into a bitter proxy battle between the mainstream and progressive arms of the party, with accusations of backroom dealing and backstabbing. The Miami-Dade County meeting broke into chants of shame as Battelle took the stage.
Please be respectful.
Despite his real estate mogul status, Battelle calls himself a bleeding heart liberal and longtime progressive activist. He did win the high-profile endorsement of Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison, who is a strong Bernie Sanders supporter and is a frontrunner to lead the Democratic National Committee. Now Battelle says the party needs unity and change.
Now we need to stop doing what Democrats do after every losing cycle. We form a circular firing squad and kill each other. That has to end. This is not the Clinton's party, and it's not the Sanders party. It's the Democratic Party.
Party Vice Chair Alan Clendenin will compete against Battelle for state leadership, a contest he lost in 2013. Back then, he advocated for a 67-county strategy.
We've got to focus on our ground game, and we've got to become a bottom-up organization to win elections. We must rebuild and work to revitalize and empower you, our activist. You're the heart and the soul of this party. But now you have a decision to make. Whose party is this?
And the Tampa Democrats' pitch hasn't changed much. One thing that has changed, he's reportedly running his campaign from a rented trailer in rural Bradford County. He lost his reelection bid for the Hillsborough County Party, making him ineligible to run for state chair. But with the help of some friends in north central Florida, he is a new resident of Hampton, population 484, and Bradford County's newest committee man. Meanwhile, Duval County Committeewoman Lisa King has also thrown her hat in the ring. She's a former Jacksonville City Commissioner and helps run Hillary Clinton's campaign in North Florida. But regardless of who wins, the stakes of this race are clear.
I think that there's going to be a very exciting time in the future for Democrats.
That's outgoing Representative Gwen Graham. She hasn't officially announced yet, but Graham says it's only a matter of time before she launches her campaign for governor. She thinks the state is ready for new leadership.
The reality is, for 20 years, there has been a Republican dominance in state government. And I think that dominance has actually hurt the state of Florida.
Also up in the air, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, the state's only Democrat who's been able to hang on to a top elected office.
It has been such a wipeout in the past few years to the point that I'm the only statewide elected official who happens to be Democrat.
Nelson says he doesn't want to interfere with the election for state chair, though he has said Stephen Battelle would bring a lot to the party. Term-limited Governor Rick Scott is widely expected to challenge Nelson in 2018, and Nelson knows nothing is guaranteed.
Well, I only know one way to run, and that is I run, take nothing for granted, I run scared as a jackrabbit.
For now, that's the best the Florida Democratic Party can do for its top elected official. Party members will vote in the next statewide leader in January. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.